Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you're trying to make having bitches a business, you already fucked.
You're listening to your number one radio station.
Rosebud, Bitter Dope.
Are you a Macaholic? Spitting game to a lady. Will you take a grip tonight? Can you keep a loose one, baby? Even if it takes all night.
We live. Shit. I usually give myself a few minutes before I go live, but I'm in a hurry today. I got a lot of shit to do. And I just want to make my life easier, to tell you the truth. I want to talk about being real. I want to talk about handling life with real shit, real thoughts, real things that you could deal with. Because there's no telling what you so-called men of today would do. You know about what's real. Now, if you guys would quit tripping and get down with me, you'd see the need to stand up and make these fucked up women meet your standards. Or, at the least, you would get some standards, develop some standards instead of being, Rubbermaid. You guys do a lot of bending, a lot of twisting, a lot of things to make what you're thinking make sense. As far as go for what the bitch is saying. Now, I say the word bitch all the time, man, but I don't mean it in a negative way. It's just the shit that women today want you to do to have her is why she have you. Most women have the dudes. Now, you wouldn't have so many problems getting these, they're really brand X women. You wouldn't have so many problems getting these brand X women if you would just listen. If you would listen, if you would pay attention, and more than anything, if you would bring your ass to Sidewalk University. So we're going to talk about some of that shit. Some shit that you ain't facing, that's real, because you take the same chance with any woman that you get at. Any woman, you take the same chance. I don't care if she rich, she poor, you take the same chance. Now, there's only two things that a woman can do when you at her. She can either accept it or reject it. Those are the only two things. So today, I guess you motherfuckers today, if it was about getting dumped, you would probably read it on the internet on some kind of social media or something. And it wouldn't even shock you. See, this is what I'm saying. You guys don't care that bitches see you as suckers. They just do. I'm not calling you a sucker. I'm just telling you what's going on. They see you as suckers who never think of things like what I'm talking about. But What I'm saying is you just never think of the reality of life, the reality of what you're doing and the effect it's going to have on your future. See, you just don't care about shit like there's a sucker out there just waiting to take care of your goddamn woman. He ain't got no woman. He's just waiting to take care of your woman. See, and she knows that. So what I'm saying is most of you are just simply lucky. Because if that happens, if some dude gets your bra, you would be lost and confused. Because the bitch got you. You don't have her. 248, I see you, man. What's happening?
Oh, what's good, my bro, man?
Nothing.
I was just, I'll check in with you from time to time and soaking up this game that you got going on this morning. And,
all right, what's up? You got a question? What?
Yeah. Well, I want to make a statement though.
Okay.
Me being in sales, like you said, a woman can either accept it or reject it. It's just like that in sales. A motherfucking customer can accept it or reject it. And I, if they just, you know what I'm saying, I can put my bid in one more time to, if they don't accept it, I have to move on to the next one. And I keep moving until I get what I want.
That's what you do. Go ahead. Keep going. I'm agreeing with you.
Yeah. And I'm learning life is not just what dealing with a woman. Life is like that in general. You ain't going to always get what you want. Maybe you don't need that one anyway, because there's a better one coming.
Hey, bro, you anticipating correctly what the fuck I'm going to talk about today, bro. So you got to stop right there because you're giving too much up. But
okay.
You on point, man. Okay. Hey, you on point for sure. Thanks.
Okay, I'm going to shut the fuck up and listen.
okay, bro. That's what's up. Hey, see, the reason you would be lost, you know, and confused if somebody came and got your bra is because none of you stand on the principles of having a woman instead of her having you. See, that is something life in general will teach you if you try to learn. But let's say you say you believe in this abadabra. Now, there is a lot of ways to live. You cannot even care shit about the abadabra, and you can live your life. You could care about something totally different than the abadabra, and you could live your motherfucking life. So life is not just lived with the abadabra. What I'm saying is if you bout it, then there is a way to live your life, to win. You don't have to be about it. That's what you guys don't understand. You ain't got to fake like you about this shit. If you ain't about it, you ain't about it. You still can have whatever amount of money you got, whatever kind of job you got, whatever kind of prestige you got. You just got to get your mental aspect of what's real right so you can be happy. You ain't got to have no motherfucking game. Shit. But if you do believe in this abadabra, I just tell you something that I figured out, and maybe it'll help your motherfucking ass. Now, if you about this abadabra and you depend on information from people you interact with on the internet, even if the motherfucker is giving you some good information, it ain't no help. When something happens to you in life, this is life shit. Believe me, it's for a reason. And the reason is so that you can learn something you didn't fucking know before this shit happened. Now, take this for instance. If you're in Indiana, then you post your dilemma on Facebook, you're going to get hella responses. But you're not going to get what's really, really, really meant for you. Because if an Indian wanted to get knowledge about his tribe, do you think he would come to my hood? Do you think he would come where? Where would he go? That motherfucker would have to go to the environment that's going to give it to him true. Now, if he is an Indian, maybe that would be a reservation. I don't know. My point is, you can't go in the forest. Well, maybe you could if you're an Indian, but I'm saying you can't go in the forest looking for the sea, is my point. See, the Indian gonna go to the reservation. He gonna get all the information real, and you know whatever he's trying to accomplish, he's gonna accomplish with the reality of what's real, and he's gonna use what's real to solve his problem. He's not gonna make up shit based on what's real, because a lot of you guys, that's what you do. You know this or that should be done, so you make up some bullshit because you won't do this or that. I mean, that's life. It's choices. And you motherfuckers are scared to make it. But you're scared to make it because you don't believe in what you think. It's really important to fucking believe in yourself. Like that brother that called. How he gonna sell something if he don't believe in his goddamn ability to sell it? You heard him say he just keep it moving. Motherfuckers say, no, he gone. Maybe not right away, but, you know, I understand. I was top salesman when I was selling medical bills and software. See, getting shit from alternate truths is no different than thinking you're going to get the shit from reading a book. In both instances, on the internet or in a book, you're just going to be reading some shit. Life itself is designed to be lived. And it's designed to be lived by those who go through what it takes to fucking live it. Are you motherfuckers that don't want to go through this? Well, I got to avoid that. Well, go ahead, avoid the shit. Life is living you. You ain't living life. You guys try to take shortcuts. And you don't realize it ain't no goddamn genuine shortcut that's going to help you do something. The only shortcut is the one you develop after going through the long route way several times. Then you may be able to develop a shortcut for you, but there is no shortcut in life. Get that through your fucking head. See, the young men of today, they just really are the haters, the majority of them. They just hate anything takes something to do it. Otherwise, as long as it don't take shit to do it, motherfuckers gonna love it. But as soon as it takes shit to do, so you can't live under this motherfucking abadabra talking about there's no rules. You don't care about the rules. I make my own rules. That just goes to show how little game you got. I was accused of being a hater. And I was accused of being a hater because I wasn't going for that new way of bullshit these motherfuckers be talking. I remember when I was in the streets and a nigga we knew came up on the business or something. See, niggas today, they be talking about how motherfuckers, you know, start doing something. Oh, he running from the game. The nigga ain't blah, blah, blah. Nigga ain't really about it. Blah, 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 blah. Shit, man. What I'm saying is, when we turned out because we was going to do something to get some money. And when we got some money, we was going to do something with the money. Now, a nigga didn't know there's going to be no pimp. I was selling drugs when I first started talking about this shit. But what I'm saying is, once you start having money, no matter what the fuck you're doing, once you start having money, let's say you come up, whatever the fuck you're doing, your motherfucking ass supposed to be getting money to be smarter. So the smart thing is to do something else legal with this money. But that ain't necessarily the smart thing to do if you a nigga in the streets. The smart thing to do if you a nigga in the street is what most of us do. We stay down. But niggas in the streets know. The motherfucker that left because he came up on some money or whatever, got him a business, a restaurant, whatever. Shit. He really was smart. That was the smart thing to do. That's real. I can't deny that. What I did that I thought was smart, which was smart, I stayed down like every other nigga. And every one of us know niggas that bought a club or got a restaurant or something like that that's doing hella good now. So what's smart? See, this is what we talking about, fellas. You got to know what's smart. And what's smart is not to be full of shit, lying to yourself about what you're capable of, which, whether you know it or not, if you think of it, you can fucking do it. Because I know I can. Anything I think of, I'm going to be able to do it. Except, you know, go to the moon. I didn't really think of that, or I don't really think of shit like that. So I'm not being stupid or facetious. I'm just being real. The reality of some back to this dude, whoever it is, bought him some kind of business with his money that he came up with. Maybe it was a pimp. Now the motherfucker got a restaurant or a club restaurant all in one. I said, we supported the fuck out of that nigga. Man, we weren't like y'all getting mad at the nigga for doing something else and getting mad at the nigga because what he doing going to cost you some money if you want to do or be around, whatever. I'm saying, man, we didn't get mad at the nigga believing the life and hate on him. Somebody trying to pimp on me, man, nigga won't even pay $22 for some fucking food. Man, they did it. Come on, man. You guys are sickening. The shit is fucking sickening. If the motherfucker leaves... Okay, let's go with pimping. If the motherfucker leaves is pimping, then you really a fly-ass, you know, motherfucking pimp. As long as that nigga stayed fly, whatever the fuck he was doing, I wouldn't care. I would be glad he was out the way. Man, that nigga, I ain't got to worry about that nigga getting none of these bitches no more. That's how real niggas think. I'm going to go keep this. I'm going to go buy some food at that nigga's joint, keep that nigga in there taking care of his cash register. Because I want to fuck with bitches. And he know I think like that. Because we was real. What, no faking? Gang-banging ass motherfuckers want to... I mean, you probably will kill a nigga. Now, I ain't saying you won't do that. But all the other shit you talk is fake. Nigga, tell a nigga, you can't be over here. This is my shit. Nigga, please. Fuck you talking about. You better write your name all over everywhere around here then, nigga. Because I'm coming. That's how pimps think. Man, I don't give a fuck about your goddamn corner. Nigga, we all was in the game. Shit. We ain't got to go get no goddamn weapons because we got our weapons. Like, pow, 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 pow. I'll beat a nigga ass talking. So, what I'm really saying, fellas, Because I'm serious. Just because the nigga charged us to come in his club or charged us to eat at his restaurant, was no reason for us to think that, you know, he was trying to play on us. I'm just saying, you want to come to the club, this motherfucker you don't know nothing about, and he a white boy. You pay whatever the fuck yes to come in his club, but you get the nigga, or this pimp motherfucker, or this nigga that had the bag on his back, the dope man, whoever, got a club, and you come to his joint, oh, nigga, let me in here, woo, woo, woo. Oh, yeah, the nigga supposed to just be glad to let you in for no charge because he know you. How is that nigga going to run a business like that? He ain't going to run a business on you. But he can't be, you know, maybe if y'all cool like that. But you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, man, it just disgusts me to be involved in shit with niggas that is mad at me for shit that they be spreading that I do. Because I'm telling you, any real motherfucker about this abdabra gonna be glad to see me doing something that's gonna keep me from begging from them. That's the way you think. Man, I'm glad that nigga found a hustle. Shit. See, they especially would think that goddamn shit if they was about this cute. A motherfucker listening to me don't have to spend one red cent to hear me. You don't, because I do this shit free. And I'm talking shit, the same kind of shit that I talk when I'm instructing. So what I'm saying is, if you want to get the instruction, then you got to pay for it. Don't be mad at me because I got something you want. You should be glad. You should be glad to support me to keep me from begging. You, because, you know, nigga, hit my cash app. what is it? Whatever that thing is where you can just start a little something and get money. You know, people donate money to whatever your cause is or some shit. I forgot what it's called, but it's on the internet. And I was just saying, you know, you'd rather call me a game hater than call me what I am, which is a game creator. Shit, I didn't create the game, but I'm going to create something to make some money. Yeah, because I got it like that. Yeah, I'm going to create something that's going to help me because I do not fool myself trying to act like I want to save the world or I want to help my fellow man and all that goddamn shit, which I do want to help my fellow man. But I'm saying I ain't acting like that's what's driving me. Shit, that ain't driving me. I would imagine if it was just one word, it probably would be I'm a greedy man. Greed. I want it all. I wanted every motherfucking thing I could get while I'm breathing. Because I haven't heard. I ain't been dead yet, but I don't think I can get shit when I'm dead. I don't know. Might be another not atmosphere, but there might be another dimension of some shit. But I don't live for that. Because who want to guess about that bullshit? See, what I'm saying is I have never lived in an era where, you know, I'm 70 years old, so you can't tell me shit, you know, about living. I'm talking about living in eras. What I'm saying is, you think about this. When you a square young motherfucker, most dudes got some broad that they sweet on. You know, and if that's the case, she might even be his girlfriend for a whole bunch of fucking years, too. They might even get married, all that kind of goddamn shit. But this era of people not having a mate, a nonchalant, I guess you call it hooking up. Everybody wanted to fuck, but whoever you fucked ended up being your motherfucking fuck partner, your mate, or whatever. Not you just gonna fuck her and leave. Well, I mean, we all did that too, but I'm saying it just wasn't like it is today. I'm telling you, I ain't never had so many bitches act like fucking hoes that ain't even selling no pussy, just geese and pussy as much you get through busting out. You know, I'm old, nigga. I might be young, you know, ready to cover this shit. The bitch is ready to go. Motherfucker. Black shit, the bitch don't be care. No, I'm going to come back tomorrow, blah, blah. No, bitch, you ain't got to come back tomorrow. No, wait, what? No, I want some kind of something more than a goddamn pussy, bitch. But that's me. That's me, because I'm an old nigga. And I be thinking in the terms of relationships. But half of them don't want no relationship because you motherfuckers are soft. The shit don't turn into what they think, what they was used to. You know what I just realized looking at the 17th? God damn. My dad died on today. Today's St. Patrick's Day. That's right. Oh, man. You might? Well, I ain't no trip. My dad been gone damn near 40 years. So I ain't no trip. But what I'm saying is when I hear you young motherfuckers roasting each other, you know, about something involving some bitch shit, mad at a nigga because of, mad at a nigga about some bitch shit, the next second he's screaming about how much of a macaroni you are. Real motherfuckers respect another real motherfucker from the streets. You know, the nigga, they respect the fact that he made a move, that he, it's not that he made it. You know, he didn't made it to the top or whatever. No, he made a move, and you know, he ain't risking his shit. He's risking getting robbed by some robbers still. I mean, he still got a hell of shit he's risking. Especially now he got a business. But we respect that. And the only way we can do that, year after year after year after year after year, is to respect what we know. And what we know has to be what the fuck determines what you do in life. Real shit. You can't be guessing. That's just how we are supposed to roll. Have you heard the saying, many are called, but very few are chosen? Do you know what that means? In our lifestyle, we understand that people have a herd mentality. Just especially dudes. Not especially dudes, especially youth. So what I'm saying is, just as a herd of bison or cattle or horses, humans flock to whatever they see. Humans flock to whatever looks successful to them that someone else is doing. So think about it. You got 100 bison. They grazing at the bank of a large river. Now, the only thing they need to do for better grazing is to cross this fucking river. Now, they know that alligators in that goddamn river. And they hungry. Now, every one of them goddamn bison or cattle or whatever it is, they scared to cross that goddamn river by their motherfucking self. Fucking get ate up. So, this is how the herd mentality works. They're going to sit there and graze on whatever is left, because that's the reason they got to go to the other side, because they didn't graze all this shit up. Now they got to go to the other side. So they grazing, they thinking what to do, when one of them motherfuckers say, shit, I'm fuck this. And he just jump in there, start going across. Now, the rest of the motherfuckers are still grazing, but they checking him out because they know he's going to get ate up, crazy motherfucker. But the alligators know, because it's a gang of them in there. Man, two or three of us will eat that motherfucker up, so let him go across. By the time that motherfucker get halfway, another motherfucking say, damn, look at him. He halfway, he jump in. And everybody hear him jump in. And then the rest of the herd, one by one, they all start jumping in until they in the fucking river. Now, what the alligators do? They work smarter, not harder. They don't want to chase no motherfucker. They just want to roll up, take him a bite, pull whoever the fuck he got in his mouth under, eat his ass up, get another one when he done. Because it don't be 100, be 100,000. So it'll be a gang of they be crossing for a while. Now, why I'm telling you about the herd mentality is that, 901, I'm sorry, I didn't see you. Maybe you just came up and just running my motherfucking mouth. What's up, 901?
Well, what's up with you, man?
Nothing. What's happening with you?
No, I wanted to ask you something real quick. When you realized that you was a little bit more advanced than everybody else, like as far as thinking, well, how did you handle that? What did you do?
Let me tell you something, man. First and foremost, I wasn't, if that's the case, smarter than everybody else. I just thought faster, and the reason I did was because my parents. If they asked you something, you couldn't say you don't know because you're getting a whooping. And whatever they ask you, you better come up with an answer real fast or you lying. So what I'm saying is, once I realized that that was really me and it was helpful in the street, I just kept thinking fast and I wasn't scared of it. And then I started believing what I thought. And then the more I believed what I thought, the faster I said what the hell I believed. And motherfuckers got, you know, got to tell me, you know, damn, you a motherfucker, John Dixon. You know, that nigga did get hard hearing that shit. And the rest is history. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's just, a lot of times I talk to people, and they don't really get where I'm coming from. Like, I don't know if it's because, a lot of people call me deep or whatever, and I guess so, but I just try to think. I kind of see things different. So,
well, I don't know, man. Maybe you think things through as you talk. So, see, some people have to take time to think things through. You know, as you words come out your mouth, you're not idle in the mind as far as thinking. Words coming out your mouth, you still thinking of how to bring the next sentence out when you already got the sentence ready to come out. Whereas the next motherfucker be just said the shit and then hear how it sounds, then he got to say it again. Oh, you know, that kind of shit. Nah, man, I don't know what's up, bro, but leaders.
Yeah.
You got that leader quality to sound like to me.
Yeah. I appreciate the show, man. I really want to ask you that, man, because I respect your opinion. So I'm going to let you get back
to
your show.
All right, man, for sure. Check game out about herd mentality, though. You got to really pay attention and understand. Because once the herd is all doing the same thing, the motherfucking predators got what they want. So what I'm saying is, in this instance, we supposed to be predators. And you got all these suckers running up to bitches doing all this sucker shit. You know, you don't have that no more today. All dudes are like that now. Shit. That's like a 909. Is that a different number? Yeah, that one was 901. What's up, 909?
Okay, I got a question. This is Jackson. I got a question, Rosebud.
All right.
I'm comfortable with all ethnicities, right? I'm comfortable with white women, Mexican women, all kinds of women, but the only culture I can't get with, and I'm a black man, right? So
yeah.
The only culture that I cannot, that black women, I'm having trouble with black women. I can't tie black women down. How do you handle aggressive black women?
Hey man, see, the thing that all you guys, the mistake all you guys make is what you're doing right there. There is no difference between nam bitch. I don't give a fuck where she from, what her ethnicity is. If you man up on her fucking ass, because I got several black rug-headed motherfucking bitches. And I tell them motherfuckers, you take that goddamn shit somewhere else. I ain't saying you got to do that or say that. I'm saying they like black bitches especially like what's real. Because you know what they
right.
do? Cause
right.
First and foremost, you know, they in here thinking I'm finna, you know, get that pussy and shit. And they say something kind of foul. Get your ass up. You got to go. Huh? And you really make them leave. Get the fuck out of here. I ain't hearing that shit. Pussy don't mean that much to me. You say some shit like that to that bitch, she going to say, damn. You really putting me out? Yeah, bitch, you know, you tripping. And the bitch say, God damn, you something else. Hey, they say that. And then they call back. Not that night, maybe. They be mad. I didn't did that and called them a lift. Bitch, you're getting a lift going on. You know, fuck that.
Right.
I don't, black bitches really like that. You might hurt a white bitch's feeling with that. With a Mexican bitch, she ain't caring. But a black bitch,
right?
That bitch want a strong ass motherfucker. That's why when we was kids, you better not cry. Shit, if you a black kid, your ass better not cry. You got to be getting a beating to cry. Because if your goddamn mama just starts slapping you or hitting your ass and you start crying, you a punk. And your parents
right.
don't think you're a punk. They just came up at a time any punk you're getting taken advantage of by white people. They going to punk you off.
Wow.
So you got to not show no weakness. None. That's how black parents thought. That's why niggas are like they are. But now niggas is thinking like white people. That's why it ain't no strong ass young boys no more. Ain't no strong black boys. They just boys. You know, like all the other boys was just boys. When we was kids, we was black boys. And we was hella faster, hella stronger, hella everything better.
Right.
And now, it's, you know, everybody's equal. Motherfuckers, I was watching some bitch, so I forget what it was about, but it was about some kind of loan company or something. But this bitch, white bitch, she was looking for college loan, her student loan, and then she had got a better deal. She jumped up and started bugging and started, man, if she didn't look black, I said to myself, man, you know, where niggas just don't know. They just gave it all away, everything, man. American Bandstand. Do you know what soul music is, man? What is it?
You said soul music?
Yeah.
Soul music is from the soul. It's more
no,
like a black.
Listen, for real. I'm serious. This is the truth. White people had American Bandstand. Black people had Soul Train. Now, you look at American Bandstand, and white people, they just dancing off beat, all fucked up and shit. You look at Soul Train, and you got all these coordinated moves, and it just looks, and they the white people, Dick Clark, well, what is it? How do you guys move like that? What do you call it? And they would say, man, that's soul. We got soul. And the white man couldn't understand what soul was until they defined it. Soul music is emphasized on the second and the fourth beat, whereas white people move on the first and the third beat. So when you got the same song playing, niggas is dancing like they dancing, and the white people dancing like they dancing, and it look like they dancing to two totally different records. But they not. They just moving to two totally different beats. And then once they defined it, once white people defined it, they start playing music, and that's music, black sounding music based on the second and the fourth beat. And that's where the disco shit came in. And then when the disco shit came in, wait a minute, before disco shit, Blue-Eyed Soul came in. They did all of this to take soul music from us. Because now,
right,
who wins the soul music category? White people. Who wins the blues category? White people. Why? Because them motherfuckers make shit that sound like what we want, but they ain't got no soul. They ain't really got it. They playing music. And music can be
right,
broken down to the beats. You feel me?
I feel you. Thank you, Rosebud. I appreciate that.
Hey, man. That's for sure. 682, what's up with you?
Rosebud, Double D, what's happening?
Nothing, man. What's happening with you, bro?
Man, it's Rick White, trucker Rick White. I was chiming in the last caller. He was, trying to get the breakdown of the different females, black, white, and all that. And you took the words right out of my mouth. You said the one and the three and the two and the four. Man, it what happened to me about a week ago. I was coming down 5, and I stopped off in Weed, California, up in the North California.
Yeah, I know where that's
at. Yeah. You know, they and the truck stop up there, they got all that tie-dye and all that shit. It's real, real nostalgic. So I walk in there, and it's these two white bras. They got the hippie thing going on. One of them, she's sitting on the floor, sitting cross-leg Indian style, looking at all the souvenirs and trinkets and shit like that. The other one, she got an arm full of snacks and shit. I'm talking about they brought all that shit up to the counter, beef jerky and all that. But anyway, my question is you ever fuck with a hippie chick before?
Hell yeah. What little businessman?
Huh?
Her name. Wait a minute, I'm trying to think of this bra's name. Sue. Her name was Sue. And she was a fucking hippie all the way. And she, I forgot that shit. It was like incense, but it's called something. And they all used to wear it. And I used to hate that goddamn shit. But that bitch was damn near one of the best hoes I had, but she was a nut. Because I remember what made me get rid of the bitch. We was in Beverly Hills at one of them hotels. And that bitch went out on the balcony and just started screaming, "I never wanted to be with a nigger pimp." She did that shit loud as a motherfucker. And I looked at her. She came back in, and she like was calm and shit. I told that bitch, "You know, let me go get some ice." And I never came back, man.
I had to do this one the same way. Because I say, you know what, I'm going to fuck with this bra. So I'm walking through the store, like I said, a homegirl over there snatching, well, not snatch and grab, but grabbing all that shit in her hands.
Wait.
And,
you got a question? I don't want to just talk about this shit.
Oh, okay. Nah, man, I ain't really had no question. It was, I've been watching your shit for a while, and I knew it was going threes on the music when you was breaking down, you know, the black and the white and the soul. So I was like, fuck it, I'm going to chime in, get my little spiel and all that shit. But, question-wise, now, the trucker modules, can you explain that to me?
You talking about the chorus? Yeah, it's selling good, too. The thing about that is truckers, they have a hard time making the particular calls and doing the shit in as far as posting in the group and all that shit. So the truckers module is basically has everything the school has, except for at one time it was just the chorus, but now I'm on there talking to you, giving you pointers as you do whatever the hell the thing is telling you to do. That's the big difference.
Okay. And I don't see your email on the little ticker. So
ask
I'm gonna go back to
askrosebud@gmail.com. Rosebud
okay.
Got two E's in it.
And I know you fuck with PayPal. Can I do Cash App? PayPal.
Hold on, man. Cash App. Rosebud 68 Bitter Dose.
Okay, that's a bet.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna shoot you the email and break it down and let you know I sent a Cash App and all that good stuff. We can square it away.
All right, man.
All right, appreciate it.
You know it. All right, you guys. I got a lot still to talk about. Because, see, what I'm really getting to about real, leaders are chosen, not by people. Leaders are chosen by the path they take to lead. Now, in order to reside among the chosen, because like, you know, many are called, but very few are chosen. In order to reside, I'm asking this question. In order to be around the chosen, shouldn't you need to prove yourself to the chosen? And you're not coming up to them saying, I'm ready to prove myself. But you're proving yourself by enduring, by taking the chance, in that case, to cross that river. Because what you don't know is that first bison is the only one that's safely going to cross. Because just like the bison know what they know, the alligators know what they know. The alligator is not going to eat that first one because the rest of them ain't coming. Fuck that. Let them get in here. Then we can feast. You go get one too fast, the other alligator's going to beat your ass. So what I'm saying is it's all a design. So, I mean, you hear shit. I heard some shit about a personal friend of mine. And, you know, of course, I'm going to repeat what I heard, and I ain't missing no names. But I'm going to tell you this. The source I got it from, just saying I believe it. But what I'm asking, thinking, if you're real and you was doing this, but you decided to do this, are you real doing this? Now that you're doing this, do you become not real? I'm curious about that. Because why do people think they need to go out of their lane? We got lanes. I'm in my lane now. I stayed in my lane in the streets. And when I... forgot this was even in my pocket. Hey, what's up? Nigga, you know I'm doing a damn video.
Now?
Right now, nigga.
Oh, okay.
Hey. Say hello, Brother Tay.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Yeah, I know it. Hey, I'm going to holler back at you.
All right, man.
Later. See, what I'm saying is, I stayed in my lane, especially when I was in the streets. But I've been in my lane when I actually wanted to be a square. The thing is, I created my lane. You know, I created my lane, and my lane is very similar to my lane when I was in the streets. That don't make me better than the next motherfucker. But it keeps my jacket clean. See, that's one of the most important things you can have after you've been in the streets and you got a name. A clean jacket. Clean jackets are rare. And I have one. You guys out there in the streets, you just don't know what opportunities are going to come to you because you've lived your life in the fast lane. And you left with a clean jacket. Dude, you probably don't, but I wish you could imagine how much business knowledge you gonna get from running a crew of bitches. 414, I seen you just pop up. What's up?
Yeah, OG, just checking in, man. And like I said, man, you're right. You are so right about that, where when you're applying those principles from in the streets to right now, I'm 43 years old, man, and, you know, you got to just, I thank God for it. I think it's just, you know, being able to sharpen yourself. And like I said, man, that's some good game that you're giving right there. I felt so square, OG, the other day. They sent me a letter in the mail to become a free duty. And it was just God just telling me, man, you've been keeping your shit on the straight and narrow for like almost 20 years now. So, like I said, brother, you a big time testament to that. And I just thank you for the wisdom you be dropping.
Hey, I appreciate you, man. I appreciate you. And listen, it's a such thing as real knowledge. And that shit we get in them streets, is we take it out the street and then apply it to life. All that shit we was doing with people that was damn near sharp as us, now we fucking with motherfuckers that's nowhere near sharp as us. So we really should.
And they got master's degrees and MBAs and all that. And then another thing, when I told you about that thing about the price and you told me, no, don't be so hard like that, thank you, OG, for telling me that, because you with sugar than you do with vinegar. And like I said, man, you're a testament, OG. You just don't know. You got a nigga going, doing all types of shit by chasing that ghost. And like I said, I'm finna get my little appraisership going and then my little second business finna start. But like I said, man, thank you for the game, OG. Don't stop over there. Don't stop.
Hey, thank you for listening, brother. I appreciate that. See, that should be worth, that shit is just priceless to me. Motherfuckers really, really getting shit. I mean, come on. See, you got to realize something. You get so much knowledge from the streets. Business knowledge, creative knowledge. And you guys really don't know this, and I'm going to put you up on something. Do you realize all that lying, all that faking you be doing, really could be helpful to you in one way? It can help you tell a hell of a story in a book. You don't have to be telling the truth in the book. You could tell whatever kind of street story, whatever kind of story, as long as you don't, you know, try to make a point to make people turn out and all that old shit. You ain't trying to do that. You know, but I'm just saying, man, you're not taking advantage of shit. You motherfuckers want to be so cheap to this game. You talk about quality, you know, shit, you know what I'm saying? That's why I do shit on my own. Whenever the fuck I get ready. But, you know, I'm upgrade if I want to, and I don't give a fuck. But what I'm saying is you can't be cheap to the game. You're being cheap to yourself. When quality is brought to you, you won't pay for it. You'll continue to look at it just like you did when it was less quality, according to you. So why would a person want quality if he don't have it? I don't think I don't have it. But I'm saying I get that because I didn't bought some new shit, but I got that before. People talking about shit. So I've been getting that shit for years. My shit, video, yeah. Something was too slow. My modem and shit was fucked up. And this dude had to come get that shit straight. But to me, I didn't move on the shit till my audio started getting fucked up. The video, I don't give a fuck. I mean, what you looking at? You ain't got to look at me to hear what the fuck I'm saying. And I just seen another caller come up, 917. What's up with you?
Hey, Rosebud, what's going on? I have a question for you.
All right, what's happening?
If you in a marriage, like you just stated, I heard you just state that you're not being real or you're not being solid with yourself or your lady. You was talking about black women, what they like a strong man.
And right.
You've been in a marriage about 10 years, married, not just living with a woman. You're married 10 years, and you find out you haven't been being solid with the woman, haven't been being real, and she's been all types of disrespectful. Now, when you come to yourself and you realize, okay, you want to change that, how do you handle a woman from that point? Should you just let her go, or should you just try to
finish up? Well, either you want me to know what you're talking about, or you don't. Because what I'm saying is, you know, giving all these clues and hints, instead of telling me what the fuck is going on, because what I'm saying is, how am I going to answer that? If you like her, stay with her. If you don't, whatever. You know, I don't know what you really did. What happened, man? You don't have to tell me all the details, but you said you wasn't being straight up or something?
No, like I said, when you said what you said about black women want a strong man.
Bro, I don't need to know none of that. I want to know what you're talking about.
Okay, what I'm talking about is I realize that I haven't been being strong with my wife.
Stop. What do you mean you haven't been being strong? In what way?
In my thoughts. I know what I want, but I won't stand on them.
Okay, makes a little sense. Go ahead. So you realize you wasn't being strong, standing on your word or whatever. What happened?
Right. So disrespect happens as a result. I see that. Okay,
so,
let me give you one story.
So you saying now that you didn't pain to yourself, you asking what should you do? Should you leave the bitch, blah, blah, blah?
Right.
No, man, what you should do is stand up. From now on, and see if you should leave the bitch. You don't know. You was being the punk. The next time the bitch say something disrespectful, check her. Don't even, you know, not violently, check her calmly. Look, babe, you know what I'm saying? I've been tripping, and now I ain't having none of this. However you do it, just completely go left from right. But
right.
Don't be mad.
Right.
Don't be mad and just tell her how it's going to be. And as you
right.
do that, you just keep doing that. And believe me, shit will come back like it's supposed to be if it's supposed to. If not, fuck the bitch and be gone. But I don't think that's where you at yet.
Yeah, but you know, sometimes like...
Bro.
You know, when...
You're going to have to come on and ask
questions.
No, man, ain't nothing hard to do. Ain't nothing hard to do. Once you think it, I don't see what you're talking about. You got to do what you think. How is it hard to do that? If you had to shit, would you shit?
Yeah.
if you knew you was constipated and it was going to be hard to shit, would you still go to shit?
Yeah.
So what would make you shit on yourself as far as it being hard to do? Damn, it's
well,
taking
you, know
you that long to get that out?
What it is
no, man,
what it is when
no,
it comes
man,
to...
you just making excuses. I'm gone. Hey, 718, what's up?
Yeah, hey Bud, you had did an interview on Too Real for TV, and so you said something about how you managed to have a 4.0 GPA, something about the way that the classes were structured. You like, okay, you know, math is formal, and then everything else is just theory. Could you kind of
okay, man, I believe I know what you asked, man, but, you know, in higher learning, the instructor, wait a minute, up until higher learning, all the teachers want you to learn shit, and they want you to be able to answer that shit on the test. That's called rote learning. Now, higher learning is when you start using the shit you learned to think new thoughts. Otherwise, this shit that you're learning in this higher learning institution is okay to put on the test for the answer, but you're going to get a B. You might get an A if you said the shit exactly correctly the way the book said it, but you're going to get an A if you take what you learned in that class and turn it into something that teacher wasn't even talking about, and you use what you learned in that class to support what the fuck you then turned it into. She's going to say, that's some powerful shit there. That's what higher learning is. Higher learning is not to learn how to think the same thing you already know. Higher learning is to take the shit that you know and learn some new shit, create some new shit. You understand that?
Man, thank you so much for that, man. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
All right, brother. That was a good question. That was a good question. See, the thing about quality, if you want it, you motherfucking will pay for it. If you just know that it's a such thing as quality and you're talking about it, you're just talking shit. Who the fuck want to listen to you? So what I'm saying is, it's not quality you want. You want shit free, and you're not even satisfied with that. Because you're getting this free. You heard that brother just now had that question obviously was serious for him. And I gave him my true answer, and you heard how he felt. Did he pay for that? I give it up. Come on, man. I just ain't giving my course up. But I give it up. I am not a motherfucker trying to charge you motherfuckers. I wear so many goddamn hats because the streets taught me to be a jack of all trades, but it made sure. You be a jack of all trades, but you better be sure to master one. God damn it. I mastered what I did, and I'm doing what I do. And because I mastered thinking, nothing, and I do mean not a thing, will stop me from getting where I want to go. I always talk about making accomplishments, and I'm an example for all you motherfuckers. If you really want something, you can have it. I'm a brother who gonna always claim to be able to do some big shit. That comes from me growing up poor. Nigga ain't had no clothes. Nigga didn't, my dad used to cut my hair. Nigga didn't hair and grow anyway. I'm saying, shit, man. So I had whatever you got, motherfucker, I'm gonna get. Now I was like that. Because nigga didn't have shit. Never got a new bicycle. All my bicycles I had to make out of spare parts. but they was on damn near the fastest bike in the Crest. Shit. My bike was a big old bike, didn't have no brakes. I used to have to put my foot on the back wheel to stop it. But it was a big old three-speed. I didn't even have the gear things, to change the gear. I put a sprocket inside of there, pulled it out to the right gear, and tied it on the frame. That was my motherfucking gear. And I used to ride on one wheel on that bike like them little fools with the Stingrays. Man, you can't tell me shit. You just can't. I am going to always do what the fuck I think of. When you in the life, you know, that I was in, and you simply settle, you know, for what some bitch is saying, or some motherfucker is saying, or what a hoe bringing you, you should be shot. The only kind of man that succeeds in this life is a hungry man. A man who's hungrier than a timber wolf. Man who's so hungry, he's white around the mouth like Al Jolson. A hungry man is always looking for a meal, and that meal for us, people like us, is that challenge of being better than whatever the fuck you know better is or good is. You be better than that. No person, friend, foe, cousin, brother, sister, auntie, any man or any human will be given the motherfucking go ahead of me card. Not in this life, all right? You can't go ahead of me. You know, I don't trip about my self-worth, but I damn sure ain't finna be shortchanged. Shit. Not concerning what I do. You ain't gotta like it, but you ain't no shortchange. Because as men of integrity, or as a man of integrity, I strive for perfection. I know I will be, or perfection is a daunting task, but if I can do it, you can do it. We all can do it. I know I did it. I did it in my street life, and I'm doing it in my square life. Because I'm real. I do not be trying to tell no motherfucker some lie. Trying to make myself look cool. Why dream of coming in second place? Who wants to do that? 469, I just seen you pop up. Man, I'm seeing everybody today. What's up, bro?
Shit, man, I'm 17, man. I just want to know, how did you get your, like, conversation how it is? How was you able to freely express yourself the way you do? Like, I ain't going to lie.
17.
I'm a history. I'm, yeah.
You say you 17.
Yeah.
I see you listen. I see your phone number. Hit my email. I'm going to give you something free. I see
right,
your
bitch.
Phone number,
no.
But listen to me, man. Hit my email, askrosebud with two D's at gmail.com. Hit my email today with the area code and the first three digits of your phone number. And then I'm going to hook you up with something to answer that question. But
right, Ben, man,
listen, but I'm going to fucking require something of you to get this shit. Not no money or nothing like that. You just a youngster, and you fuck with youngsters. I wanna use you for that, to cut me into them youngsters. You hear me?
Like, what you mean? Just recommend you to others?
Not necessarily recommend me. No, not recommend. But when you get sharp and see, your voice don't even sound right now. What I'm saying is, when you get sharp and you start noticing all that shit, you know, people gonna be asking you. Then you just tell them, you know, what you learned, where you learned it at. Period.
Of course, of course. I'm gonna always do that.
Hit my email. You ain't got to say shit else. Hit my email, man. Let's roll.
All right, bet, man. Listen to you.
You know it. All right, now, check this out. What I'm saying is don't nobody dream about coming to second place. But I have really been damn near consumed with doubt concerning this last semester. It was just a really bad decision to have that sale and shit. Now, I'm not tripping like I ain't going to do this or that. I'm going to do what I done thought to do. But what I'm saying is I hadn't stopped thinking about that, you know, making that mistake, which was putting my shit on sale because I got a whole bunch of people that just was cheap and they didn't really commit. But what I'm saying is what I thought about it and where I'm going with it. I want to explain something to you. Because, see, you know, I'm a very confident guy, you guys feel. But the first thing I do is doubt shit, no matter what. That's the first thing I fucking do. But let me tell you something, I do that so that whatever is making me doubt it, I check it, blah, blah, blah. And once I have all these doubts checked, I make it like plugging holes in my boat. Now I can float. Now, once I plug the holes, I still think something else is going to be able to thwart my efforts. But I still go on with it. And if I don't see it soon, I just go with what I have. Now, it's the same way with what I'm going to tell you now. I doubt whether these motherfuckers coming to my class know what I'm finna bring to them, which makes me, my energy to bring it, grow. But this last semester forced me to redesign some shit. And I did. Shit came up proper. And I'm gonna implement it in this coming semester. But what I'm saying is, I didn't think of any of this. I didn't think of it. But what I'm saying is, once this doubt got in my mind, I start thinking of, what the fuck can I do to change it? So I knew I needed an instructional design plan. So I came up with a new one. I chose a plan. And I called it the Quality Mental Maintenance Plan. And I changed it to a PowerPoint presentation for the class so I could pass it out and they can all use it. And I tagged it with negative behavior. Now, what I'm saying is I racked my brain on what the fuck should I do to make this better? What could I do? You know, some audio, should I do this? But I made my decision, and I'm going to just use it the way I think it. And I just decided to use a mind map with it, and I'm going to map the progress this semester. And as they make the progress, 919, I'm sorry, man, I didn't see you. What's up? 919, what's up, man?
919, I'm sorry, man.
919? What's going
on?
Yeah, man, what's up?
919, what's up, man?
Hey, what's
going on? Remember the first came on Pimp, American Pimp. When it first came on, it says Rosebud for 2 D's for a double dose of this pimping. And when you came out there, and when you said,
Go ahead.
Yeah. You ready to say that?
Bro, you got a question?
Oh, not, man. I was just calling in showing love, man. Like, a lot of the stuff I live my life today is from watching you and watching your videos and watching you on American Pimp. when you said it was you and Cindy, baby. And you said she came in, and you know she came in with the go-go poops on, and you like, bitch, I ain't about to go do this shit today. I ain't trying to do this pimpin' shit. And then you told her, like, first thing Monday, you said that's how big of a square I knew I was. It was first thing Friday, prime time, and I said, wait till Monday. And I've been living by that shit to this day, dog.
Hey, I was being real, man.
I'm going to send you something to your cash app.
All right, bro. Thanks.
Help me out, dog.
You know what?
Take it easy.
Well, I know. So fellas, I made that mind map in April 1st. I'm going to start using it. Dangle, you know it. And I'm a chart shit because I'm starting to be a real square. I need to see it charted so I can see the directions to go. It's not all in my it's in my head, but it's better charted. So after I put it in my head, then I chart it. I don't chart it and then put it in my head. I put it in my head first. So, of course, you know, making a mind map had its own problems for what I'm trying to do. Specifically, you know, how to computerize all of this so that these motherfuckers can actually take it and do it because I cannot physically help them. It took a while, but I figured it all out, and it turned out to be just what the doctor ordered. You know, none of this, I'm going to tell you, none of this would have happened for me without me having severe doubt. Now, I have this from time to time. And what I'm saying is, this is what I mean about being honest and real with yourself. Because as much shit as I talk about confidence, if I wasn't man enough to admit how much doubt I'd be having when I did see I had doubt, I'd be lying about it. Oh, no, nigga don't doubt shit. Woo-woo. You know, and that would be making me weak as a motherfucker inside. But because I'm being real with myself, man, I'd be tripping. Because I'm a firm believer in the fact that doubt is one of the driving forces, one of the best driving forces in my motherfucking life. I'm just being real. Because you know that is what this is about. A brother be having doubt. But I fully, 110% have total confidence in what the fuck I think. And will fucking do it soon as I think it. How's that coming from a nigga with some doubt? I'm out, y'all, goddammit. Hey, April semester coming, and you better jump on it. Because, you know, now that I didn't raise my price back up, I got room for you now because a whole bunch of people ain't jumping on this shit. I had so many motherfuckers last semester, man. Ooh, I'll never do that again. All right, I'm gone. And you be cool.